Jack Hanna's coming to town.
All right, giraffes! Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Not much.
Welcome to the iHeart Snacks radio show. I was about to call it the Ice Cream Sandwich radio show.
Weird.
I don't even know what the fuck that means.
Today is September 2nd. This is our first September show.
It's make it ever, right? Didn't start last year, like February.
Well, wait, are we talking iHeart Snacks?
We're talking iHeart Snacks.
Okay.
We're talking it.
Okay. Yeah, so when is our year anniversary?
I think it's in February, but we'll check that out. We'll go back into the archives.
Me and the Bean just had a year, and they had their 50th show.
What?
Yeah. Cool. You know, we in Ice Cream Sandwich Radio, we got to like 58 or something like that.
Oh my god, I love doing that show.
How many times a week do we do that show?
Like 3 or 4.
Yeah.
We posted, I think, on Wednesdays.
Yeah. But we did, like...
We did as many as we could.
Mm-hmm.
There's, like, probably shows that have never been aired.
Ever. We saw that special show that we did in Dunkin' Donuts that was pretty damn funny.
Pretty damn funny.
But I think that's on my laptop. I have to get that off there.
Do you remember the time I flew out the door naked?
No.
Do you remember about this?
Wait, I think we did. Maybe not on this show.
I told you that time?
I remember it.
When, back in the days of summer. The days of yore.
Yeah.
Or lore. Thanks. I'll put that back for you. I dropped something. I used to get out of the pool, and when I went in the house, I used to take off my bathing suit and hang it up on the clothesline.
Mm.
So I had a towel wrapped around me inside the house. Yeah, a towel. And I took off my bathing suit. Uh-huh. My bathing suit. And I went back outside to hang it up and close the door behind me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know when something bad's happening and all of a sudden it just life turns into slow motion?
Yeah.
From right, like, definitely. As soon as I heard the door close, it was slow motion. I felt a little tug on my towel.
Teal?
My teal. Saying, like, oh, maybe you should stop and check.
Stop.
No, I was stupid. I just, like, with all my might, decided I was going to fight right through this. And walked, like, 3 more steps as hard as I could. So, you know... As much as I joke about me being fat, I'm actually a really tiny person. Tiny house. Like, at that time, I must have been, like, 3 foot tall. So, the towel is taut. Teal is taut. Whips me around about 6 or 7 times.
Wow.
Flings me into the air. Wow. So now I am airborne, bare-ass naked. I also happen to be one of the whitest people on Earth. So, my butt's in the air, and the sun is like, you know when you catches, like, your watch is, like, gleaming?
Yeah.
Catches my ass, and it's just bright light emitting from my butt.
It's like when Indiana Jones, when he's trying to find the ark,
yes,
and
yes.
He puts the staff of Ryan, and that beam of light shines.
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly what it's like. And Sala was there, looking down at me. And threw me a Nazi flag to get up. So I hit the ground, thud. And my mom's on the pool deck reading a book. And she just looked because she heard the door close. So she must, you know, the door closing, time slowed down, so she must have seen everything. Yeah, instead of, you know, making sure something was alright, my mom laughed hysterically. In fact, she could not stop laughing. In fact, if you mention it to her today, she would probably laugh so hard she'll cry.
That's funny.
So that hurt a little bit. Bruises.
We're having trouble with our voicemail.
With 718-304-7753?
718-304. I don't know what you said.
I don't know what I said either. Are we having problems with whatever number we have?
Yes. Trying to renew our subscription to it.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
But we did get some voicemails.
We did. Let's play them.
Okay.
Hey, Ben and Joe. This is Snoop Doggy Dog. I'm a really big fan of your show. My favorite segments are when you play voicemail and you go on the internet. And I also like when you guys do funny things like call up the church and ask for a prayer. Alright, I gotta go now. I'm Snoop Doggy Dog. Dope chisel!
Hey, Ben and Joe, iHeart Snacks team, Zed Harris, calling from payphone. Yeah, I lost my cell phone and I'm homeless, so I'm calling from a payphone. You know what, guys? I just wanted to call and say I like a lot of your segments on your show. The voicemails are hilarious. What else do I like? Oh, the internet? Great job on that. And, yeah, the rest of the show kind of sucks. Talk to you later. Dope cheese. This is Ed Harris.
Wow, two very famous people.
Yeah.
Kind of strange that they're on, like, different ends of the spectrum, but they like similar parts of the show.
Yeah.
They probably called our number, which we don't even know if it's our number anymore.
So yeah, we should test that out.
I'm not even bothered saying it right now. We're going to post it.
I'm going to say it.
You saying it?
718-304.
7853.
Yeah.
Yeah, call that until we tell you otherwise. And leave a message, and we'll play your message.
Yeah, we might have to change format.
So, speaking of Snoop Doggy Dogg, did you see the MTV...
I caught some
awards.
Of it.
What do they call those?
Video Music Awards.
That's the one.
VMAs.
Did you catch those VMAs?
I saw some of it. I didn't... I don't understand why they have that anymore. Like, they don't play music
videos. Yeah, it's kind of funny that they don't, and they still have it. You know what I find funnier? When it first started, it was like this cool thing where you came in your jeans and like a t-shirt, and now they like, dress up like it's
like the Oscars. Grammys.
The Grammys. Nobody likes the Grammys. I'm boycotting next year's award show. Not that I'm a big fan. I really hardly watch. Erica watches it. Mm. But I'm boycotting next year's show because Shakira did not win every award.
Did she even win?
She didn't win Best Female Award.
She is the best female.
I know. Is there anyone better?
That's an award? Best female?
Yeah, best, like...
Ever?
Yeah, ever.
Wow.
Yeah, it went to you.
Whoa!
I was going to say your mom, but that would be kind of a compliment. Your mom's the best female ever. Yeah, but she did a live performance, and it was awesome.
Was it smoking?
It was smoking. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say. I'm not watching next year because Shakira didn't win.
Poor Shakira.
But Snoop Dogg was on.
Yeah.
And I listened to everything that man says because it's hilarious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know how, like, sometimes, like, rap stars, they go, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
After every sentence. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I do. I gotcha. I also find a lot of people, not rap stars, but just everyday people will say...
Are they called rap stars? Hip-hop artists?
I think they're called gangsters.
Gangsters.
OGs. Original gangsters.
OG.
Yeah, that's why Snoop Dogg's an OG. He was explaining that the other night.
Oh, really?
Anyway. Normal people. Not rap stars.
Yes.
Now, your average Ben or Joe.
Yeah.
They'll say, you know.
You know?
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I hate that. It's so obvious to me. I don't know why. I don't know. I think I knew somebody who said it a lot, and then I noticed when everybody else said it. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, I know.
I hate that. You know? When someone's talking and they have to constantly ask you if you still know, you know?
You know how that is?
I had a...
You know what I'm saying?
I had a gym teacher.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
In gym.
Uh-huh.
Who, he'd say something and then he'd say, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But, like, he'd say it three times and then he'd continue. Like, it'd be mid-sentence.
People answer him? Like, yes.
I wanted to, yeah.
I understand what you mean.
I was ready. You hear me. That's what he said. You hear me? And I was like, yeah. All right, so I want you to do, you hear me? I want you to get up. I want you to run over there. You hear me? I was like, yes. I hear you. What are you talking about? I know. I'm talking. Hold on. All right, this is what I want you to do. Take the ball. You hear me? All right. He also told me, because this was in college, where I went to an all-girl college, basically.
Nice.
Where he told me, hey, Joe, A-W-A-W. He goes, what does that mean? He goes, all women are wacky. Hey, all women are wacky.
You hear me?
You hear me? You know?
Instead of watching the VMAs, I watched a lot of commercials.
You did?
Yes. Have you seen the, what is it? I think I wrote it down, what it was called.
Okay, let's just...
Speed stacking.
I have seen speed stacking. Explain to everyone what speed stacking is.
Okay, I think it's $30, and you get a DVD, and I think 10, like, frat house... red or yellow, like, alcohol cup, plastic cup things.
Right.
And, yeah, that's it. That's the package.
Well, what you do is, I've seen it on ESPN, a sports network.
Oh, boy.
Where so children...
So they're sport?
Yeah, children stack cups up and down.
Okay.
And they do it for competition, claiming it's a sport.
This is like saying, like, the Rubik's Cube.
Is a sport.
Is a sport. It's not. It's a talent. Mm. A worthless talent.
Right. worthless. It's what can talent. You do, sir? I can put the Rubik's Cube together in about 30 seconds.
But, I mean...
I could probably take a hammer and break the Rubik's Cube in 30 seconds.
I could just rearrange the stickers on the Rubik's Cube.
I tried that once. I totally tried it. The best one I ever got, they were all blue. I just spray painted them all blue. I turned it inside out, bitch.
Speed stacking, stupid.
Yeah.
We'll try to find like a YouTube video and we'll put it.
Speaking of commercials, don't we have some commercials we want to play today?
Yeah, did you hear the new radio spots for all these like children's toys?
Yeah.
And like family like restaurant things?
We gotta play some
they're
of those.
Kind
of
weird.
They're a little weird. All right, let's play them.
Advertisements.
New from Hot Wheels.
Wow, these Lightning Racer Hot Wheels are awesome!
Check out all five colors. Red, blue, yellow, green, red, pink.
Red's my favorite!
Hot Wheels, coming at you.
Hot Wheels is a trademark from Taylor. You can buy Hot Wheels at Toys R Us, Gaby Toys, and other toy outlets. Pussy Bitch Fun Content says Hot Wheels, coming at you. Not sold in the rest.
Come on down to IHOP, where the cooking never stops.
That's good, because I'm motherfucking hungry, so motherfucking hungry that my stomach turned retarded.
Try our new Poffles.
That's pancake and waffle, bitch.
I love Poffles.
Poffles are fucking delicious.
So come on down and try our $4.99 Poffle platter. And look who's stopping by.
Oh, yeah, Poffles.
Holy cow.
I'm a little shocked.
I can't believe that got on the air.
Me too, especially that second one.
Yeah.
What the hell is a Poffle?
It's a pancake and waffle combined.
You mean a wancake?
No, it's a poffle.
I've heard of wancakes, but I've never heard of poffles. So yeah, keep a heads up for those on TV.
They're not on TV. They're on the radio.
Listen for those on the radio, because I can't believe when we heard those.
Yeah.
Lightning Racers. Wow.
So what else? Oh, we have a voicemail from Amber.
We do.
Play that. Problem is, there's a cutout at the end.
Wait a minute.
I think she was talking.
No, wait a minute.
And then it just went...
Because that happens sometimes.
Yeah. So we'll play that, and...
We're going to play that right now, or...
We're going to go right now.
Is this the end of the show?
This is the end of the
this
show.
This is it? I was just having so much fun. I felt like I just told my naked story.
Well,
all right, well, the answer to last week's question was,
What was... Oh, you mean the song
it
stuff?
It was Who's the Boss?
Who's the Boss?
Sanford and Son.
Sanford and Son, and Price is Right.
Yeah. So,
yeah, this too week, bad no one entered.
Yeah.
No one...
Too bad they didn't win this awesome prize I'm holding up right now.
I bought Shuffle.
I get picture. I guess we're keeping it.
Yeah.
Every time you don't enter a contest, two things happen.
Someone gets AIDS.
Yes. And we keep the prize.
Yeah.
I was gonna say somebody becomes an orphan, but that's better.
Ooh.
Don't fuck a muffin.
Yeah.
Fuck a pobble.
Dope cheese.
Dope cheese.
Hey guys, it's me, Amber. I was just calling. Checking in for the week. Congratulations, Joe. I'm so excited. I like it now that I'm kind of in my 20s, that now all my friends and people that I know are like getting engaged and married and stuff. I was calling to tell you about my last week. I had mono. Well, maybe it wasn't mono, but I thought I was going to die. Seriously, I felt so sick. I came into work and I was supposed to be, well, my car broke down again, as I've told you before. My car is a piece of shit and sometimes it doesn't start. And I was stuck far from my house with my car not starting. And the people that I had been hanging out with were both at work. And I was stuck at their apartment. And my car wouldn't start, and I was starting to get really sick, like feverish, and my tonsil was swollen, just one of them. And so I, whatever, got my car kind of fixed-ish and drove back home, called in sick to work, took a really long nap, and woke up the next morning, and since I called in sick that day, I had to work all day the next day. But I had a fever of 101 degrees, and my manager didn't believe me that I was sick, so I went to the doctor in the middle of my shift, and the doctor and the nurse were both adamant that I'd not return to work because I was so sick, and everybody that saw me that day said I looked like shit, so that's a nice thing to hear. But the main thing that I was going to tell you is the most interesting...
Amber, please, we're dying to know what the most important thing is that you were trying to say.
Yes, I'm going
to
be... What's the word?
Retarded.
Retarded, don't you...